Here's a fact that may surprise you. Most American kids quit playing sports by the age of 11, according to a survey from Project Play, part of the Aspen Institute. It means a whole lot of kids are missing out on some of the huge benefits of sports, including spatial awareness, physical activity, and team skills. According to the survey, the main reason kids quit is that their sport wasn't fun anymore. For our Living Better series, NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports on how one high school in Maryland is helping bring more students into the game.
Walking into Tuscarora High School on a beautiful spring day, the seniors were jubilant. It was their last day of high school. Tuscarora is a pretty big school in western Maryland that looks nearly new, with a bright main hallway with vaulted ceilings. It has about 1,600 students, 40% white, a quarter Hispanic, a quarter black. A third of students get free or reduced lunch. Also, according to author and athlete Linda Flanagan, this school is doing a lot of things right when it comes to student athletes, including this.
Give them a variety. Offer them a variety of sports.
That way, even kids who aren't tall or don't like tackling can still find their spot.
We have varsity and JV football. We have field hockey. We have volleyball. We have girls flag football.
That is the school's athletic coordinator, Chris O'Connor. There are 17 different sports on offer and three unified teams in which students with and without disabilities play together, including a bocce team. Around 50% of the students play one of these school sports, which is higher than the national average of 40% participation.
So that's really encouraging. That's awesome. That speaks to the number of sports that we offer.
Variety isn't just important to help students who aren't particularly athletic find something that they like. It's also important for athletically gifted students, Connor says. Too many students specialize young.
I think that's what's wrong with youth sports right now in America. I'm from the mindset of you should do as many different sports as possible.
Another way to bring in more students? Lots of levels, says Flanagan. Many students are really structured around varsity teams.
If you're at a giant school, if you're trying to make the basketball team, you know, you are competing against four grades for five spots. It's incredibly competitive. So where does that leave the kid who's just like, okay, I want to play, but I'm not, you know, I'm not fantastic. I'm not going to make a career of this. I'm not going to play in college. I just want to play.
At Tuscarora, there are low-key, non-competitive sports that students can play during the school day, explains O'Connor.
So it's a little more of providing that opportunity for the student athlete in the school day to just have some fun with the sport and be around an adult who knows something about it.
Flanagan notes this also demonstrates another good idea, using school space in a creative way.
Most gym and field space is not occupied all the time. Field space in particular is typically for the school sports after school.
Why not use that field during a flex period or get students scrimmaging in the gym? Flanagan says there's lots of research showing that getting up and moving a little bit in the middle of the day is great for well-being and academics and more. Just about 10 miles away, outside another school's tennis courts, the Tuscarora boys and girls tennis teams were competing in the regional championship.
Nice shot, Matthew!
Loris Zwanka looked on from the bleachers, cheering on his teammates. He had gotten knocked out earlier in the day. He suspected he would. He was playing against last year's regional champ.
So it wasn't really looking good at the start, but my goal was definitely to continue rallies and maintain pace and also just have fun.
Fun, the elusive missing ingredient in high school sports. Zwanka says he did have a chance to grow into his sport. He was a beginner when he started as a sophomore, but the Tuscarora tennis team didn't cut anyone. Now, as a senior, he says he's improved a lot.
I know that when I play out there, I can definitely find out which skills I need to practice more, and I can take that time to continue practicing and getting better.
He's not planning to compete in college next year, just play tennis recreationally.
Not only do I think of it as a great pastime, but I also think that it's something that I can just continue doing for myself.
He gets something out of it everyone could use a bit more of, a chance to de-stress, be active, and be with friends. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Frederick, Maryland.